Well, it's time to chat with life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow once again as we continue to explore an 8-step process that she has created to help us reach our goals and make our goals a reality this year. It's nice to have you here, Sally. Thanks for chatting.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So last time we chatted, we looked at the first two, the foundational steps of number one, making a decision, and number two, creating the vision. So continuing on from that, the next step, number three, is plan the implementation.
You know, there's an old military strategy is that no matter what you're going to do, you have to have a strong idea of how you're going to implement it. You know, most people get to the decision part without actually sitting down and making a plan of what needs to change in their lives in order to achieve what they want. And that's what's really important. Okay, you've made the decision, you've created the vision, now how are you going to do it?
Look, everybody's journeys of what we want to achieve or our goals this year, I mean, they're all going to be different, but are there some commonalities that we can use, you know, to keep us on that journey, so to speak, regardless of what the end goal is?
Yeah, it's a matter of sitting down and looking at your day. And it's always best to, you know, to do this with your family and partner as well. So, for instance, if you want to commit to half an hour of exercise each day, so you've decided this year's the year I'm going to get fitter, what's going to have to change? Are you going to have to get up a half an hour earlier, or are you going to go to bed half an hour early at night? How does it fit into family life? Do you and your partner need to come to some agreement who gets the kids up in the morning and get some breakfast so you can exercise in the morning? So the implementation process is, it's not changing your life, but implementing simple steps within your day-to-day routine. And what needs to swap out, what needs to change, whatever it is.
And should the plan then include incremental goals and targets, for example, to keep us on track while we keep our eye on the big picture, like the ultimate end goal?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm a great believer in 90-day action plans. So for 1st of January to the 31st of March, what does that look like? It's a great way to kind of keep up with the change of the seasons because you may need to tweak things as you go along. But yeah, the small incremental achievements, you know, even if it's every Friday, you say, I've achieved what I want to do this Friday, I'm going to do something special to mark that off. That's great.
Okay. So you mentioned there, obviously, the incremental of 90 days. But number four is regarding 66 days, and it's called commit to action. And it's committing to the 66 days, which it essentially takes to create a new habit.
That's exactly right. You know, research is showing that it actually takes 66 days for a new way of doing something to become a habit you don't think about any longer. But for many people, they give up too quickly. They're looking for the quick fix. So it's committing to action for 66 days or, you know, 90 days or whatever it is. So getting out your diary, getting out your calendar and circling up to 66 days or up to 90 days. And that's what I'm going to aim for. I'm not going to give up doing this until I've achieved this. And, you know, many times we're instant gratification people. We like to see results straight away. They're not going to happen straight away.
Right.
So give yourself I'm going to commit to this action, whatever it is, for 66 days or 90 days, whatever plan it is, but no less than 66, to make sure that that goal becomes a habit.
We're officially halfway through our 8-step process that life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow has put together to help our goals become a reality this year. We've looked at 3 and 4 today, plan the implementation and commit to action. We're going to continue the chat next week with Sally, and it'll obviously be numbers 5 and 6. But Sally, we'll leave it there for today. In the meantime, people can check out Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au, and we'll catch you next week, Sally. Thank you.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Tim.